Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
The following programs are underwriting sponsors of this station. The views expressed belong to its participants and are not necessarily those of the management and staff of KAYT.
This is God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson, Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson of Alexandria, Louisiana. And now, today's broadcast.
Ready? Yeah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Praise them, praise them.
God bless y'all out there in radio land. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is Johnson Lee and Luella Simpson, God's Spoken Word.
Amen.
Coming to you, praise the Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank God for being here. Pray, baby, pray. Pray, pray, pray.
Thank you for another broadcast. Thank you for another broadcast.
Yes, baby.
Thank you how you bless us over the danger.
Yes, yes.
Lord, we thank you for everything that you already done.
We thank you.
We give you all the praise and all the honor. Bless all the sick and afflicted everywhere. We speak healing in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
all
Lord.
High blood pressure, sugar diabetes, cancer, vertigo. All kind of disease.
All kind of disease.
In the name of Jesus.
Come against it.
Bless all the backsliders, the drug addicts, the prostitutes. Give them all a mind to be saved.
In
like
the name of Jesus.
Get a hold to all our children, grandchildren, loved ones.
Jesus.
All a mind to be saved. Lord, get a hold to all our little ones. Give them a mind to be saved.
In the name of Jesus.
And we thank you. God bless you. And we love you in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God for that prayer for my holy, sanctified, pretty wife. Praise the Lord, baby. Praise the Lord.
Praise and praise.
God bless you for being here with me. Praise the Lord. All right, the message this morning is who's right,
who's
wrong, and who's going to hell. Well, praise the Lord, out there we got over hundreds and hundreds of different religion out there. Praise the Lord, and we got all kind of over so many hundreds of thousands of preachers out there preaching the word. but everybody ain't right. No, out of right. All the people out there preaching and teaching them, reading the Bible, hell, ain't but one right.
Amen.
And that's the one that lined up with this word. Praise the Lord.
Thank you,
so
Jesus.
The word is who's right, who's wrong,
yes,
and who's going to hell. For the Bible says, 2 Timothy 3:16, all scriptures is given by the inspiration of God.
Amen.
And it's proper for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruments, for instruction in righteousness. Other words, what it's saying, all scripture. That means the Bible. That means the Holy Bible.
Amen.
I don't care what you call yourself. I don't care if you're a bishop. I don't care if you call yourself an apostle. Hallelujah. Whatever you call yourself, if you not line up with this Bible, you're wrong.
Amen.
And if you're wrong, you're going to hell.
Yes.
For the Bible said line up on line, precept on precept. God Almighty.
Amen.
Jesus, if you're not preaching, hallelujah, repent of your sins, the baptizing of Jesus' name. If you're not preaching that Jesus is God.
Amen.
If you're not preaching that Jesus rose from the dead.
Yes,
God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
If you're not preaching, Jesus came to save sinners from their sin. If you're not preaching, we got to love each other.
Yes,
hallelujah. We got to walk upright.
Amen.
Every day. If you're not preaching, righteousness.
Yes.
And holiness and sanctification.
Yes.
If you're not preaching it, you're wrong. Jesus said, told him, praise the Lord, in Matthew 22 and 29, ye do err, not knowing the scripture, nor the power of God. That's why you're going err, preacher. You don't know the scripture. That's why you're doing err, hallelujah, bishop. You don't know the scripture. That's why you're doing error, prophet. You don't know the scripture. That's why you're going error, evangelist.
Pretty
you don't
good.
Need the scripture. You don't have know the scripture. You got to know the scripture.
Amen.
For yourself. God Almighty Jesus. Oh, who's right?
Who's
and who's wrong? And who's going
right?
to hell? Well, all sinners is wrong. And all sinners going to hell. Hallelujah. But if you line up with this word, hallelujah,
Amen.
You're going to be saved. I don't care if you're a Seventh-day Adventist. I don't care if you're a Catholic. I don't care
Praise
if you're a Church of God in Christ. I don't care if you're a PAW, a Pentecostal, a Apostolic. Hallelujah. Told me the other day that a lot of the Apostolic preachers have took the name Apostolic
Amen.
Off their church. That means you denying him, boy. I said, that means you denying him. He said, if you deny me before men, I'll deny you before my Father.
Who's
right? Who's wrong? Who's going to hell?
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, come up. If we might have life and have it more abundantly. Who's right?
Right?
The word don't never change. He's the same yesterday,
the day
and forever. The word never changed.
Oh,
I see the women that went back and put the pants on. Oh, I see the women, sanctified women,
that
went back and put their jib on and their makeup on. And they said, hallelujah, that was all right then, but now there's a new day. Well, if you tell me, you saying that, you calling God a liar. For he said, be holy.
Be holy.
For I am holy.
I am holy.
God Almighty. He said, be holy.
Yes.
For I am holy. I'm a holy God.
Yes,
have a sheep come up on shot now.
He
said, I present you, brother, by the mercy of God. That you present your body a living sacrifice. Holy.
Hallelujah.
Have a shot now. Holy. That's all he's going to stand for. Holiness. Who's right?
Who's right? Who's wrong?
And who's wrong? Hit it, baby.
Hallelujah.
Hit it, baby. Hit it.
Who's right? Who's wrong? Who's going to hell? It's time to come on and live for Jesus.
Yes, yes.
It's time to get baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost.
Hey, baby. Say it.
Speaking in tongues, walk holy, talk holy. He said, be holy. I am a holy God.
Yes, sir.
Ain't got no way but being holy. If I got to be holy, you got to be holy too.
Amen.
It's time for y'all to come on and get saved.
Come on, get saved.
Stop wearing that, cutting your hair, dyeing your hair red. Wearing no tight britches, no tight skirts, and no splits way up there. Take them off. Lord said, be holy. You got to look like a holy woman, a holy man of God. He called it for holy. He ain't going to accept nothing else but holiness.
Yes.
I tell you, God love you. We love you. Crying out for your soul. Come on, get saved. That's
yes.
not hard.
Uh-huh.
That's the best thing that ever happened to me when I got saved, got baptized, and living for Jesus. I'm happy every day of my life. I'm enjoying Jesus every day of my life.
Yes.
I ain't got nothing to be sad or worried about. He promised to take care of us. He's doing that what he said. He said, I'll supply all of your needs according to your riches.
Amen.
God
take
care of us. We ain't
yes,
got to ask for nothing.
Amen.
God do it for us.
Hallelujah.
All you got to do is live for Jesus. He'll supply your need. All he wants you to come on and live for him. He said, get baptized in my name. Take on my name. I love you.
Yes, Lord.
Come on, get baptized. Jesus waiting with his arm wide open. He loves you.
Amen.
He loves you.
Amen.
Crying out for your soul.
Thank you, Jesus.
Who's going right?
God spoke to Moses and told Moses to go to each of us and tell Pharaoh to let my peoples go. Y'all know the story.
Yes, Lord,
hallelujah.
Yes,
after Moses went over there and God did all them pledges, Lord sent 10 pledges.
Amen.
Pharaoh found and let the peoples go. And after the people got on this side, God spoke to him in Leviticus 18 and 22. He said, thou shalt not, he spoke to him, hallelujah, in Leviticus 20 and 7. He said, sanctify yourself, devil, and be holy.
Uh-huh.
I am the Lord your God.
Yes.
Otherwise, you got to be holy.
Holy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
See them, the women went to Egypt, but while they was in there, they put on different things. They put on makeup and all that paint and all them hair rings over in Egypt. But when they got back on this side, God told them, sanctify yourself.
Yes.
That's what he's saying today.
Amen.
Sanctify yourself.
Yes,
the women, they not sanctify themselves. The men not sanctify themselves. They don't look holy.
Amen.
They don't act holy. They don't
praise
talk
him.
Holy. God was telling me just this morning, too much carnal mind among the saints.
Yes,
they'll put up on the Facebook and they get on the radio and they say all kind of old foolishness things. And they're so playful and full of folly and vain jangling. And running their mouth up.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And they got a bad habit. The devil done put a lie among the church folk with that bad lie. I ain't seen you in a minute. That's a lie from the pit of hell.
So
and the Bible said in Revelation 21:8, the fearful and the unbeliever and a dirger and a murderer and all liars, and all liars, God Almighty, gonna have their part in the lake. If it's not the truth, it's a lie. Who's right? Who's wrong? And who's going to hell? He said, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Who's right?
Who's
wrong? And who's going to hell? Well, the sinner's going to hell. Well, the backslider's going to hell. Well, the whoremonger's going to hell. Well, the gambler's going to hell. Well, the hypocrites and the false prophet going to hell. How y'all both seek them both shot in the scissor man and the lesbian one going to hell. The gambler going to hell. God Almighty, they shouldn't have been church for years. On their way to hell,
because
they won't repent. They won't live right. They won't do right. They can't live right. They shouldn't have been the treasure with unforgiveness in your heart.
Amen.
Jesus said in the 6th chapter of Matthew, hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, come on. If you don't forgive your brother, hallelujah. Heavenly Father won't forgive you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're going to die and go to hell with that unforgiving sin in you. God Almighty. Should have been church on their way to hell. Preaching on their way to hell. Singing songs of Zion on their way to hell. Praying on their way to hell. Who's right?
Who's
wrong? It's God Almighty. All scriptures is for our inspiration.
Amen.
The Bible says, let me tell you something, the Bible is a roadmap.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Lead us to heaven. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
that's
Jesus.
Why Isaiah picked up in the Isaiah the 25th and 8th verse. Said, a highway. God Almighty.
Ew!
A highway. Everybody can walk on that highway.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
who's right? The Bible is right. The word is right.
Yes,
he said, I'm the mighty God. I change not. Hallelujah. But by what
praise
I said yesterday,
Jesus.
I mean today.
Yes.
If it was holy in 1919, it's holy in 2022.
Yes.
If it was holy in 1955, it's holy in 2022.
Yes,
God don't change.
No,
man change.
Yes.
Man done took down. Got these women walking in God's house with anything on. Looking like hot mamas. Looking like whole mamas. God of
my
men look like dap daddies and sugar daddies and sweet daddies. Talking about you say, save for what? God of my. Talking about you got the Holy Ghost. What kind of Holy Ghost you got that allow you to dress like that? What kind of Holy Ghost you got, woman? Allow you to walk around with all your knees, how your thighs
you,
and your low cut blouse, and got the audacity to come into God's house.
Amen.
God Almighty, who's right?
Who's
preacher
right?
God gonna get you.
Yes, Lord.
Preacher God gonna get you.
Hallelujah.
He told Ezekiel, did you see the righteous? Had any unrighteous? And you don't cry out against them, the blood gonna be over your hands. You better warn the people.
Amen.
No, you can't make them live right, but you can keep them out the choir stand. You can keep them off the instrument. You can keep them out that pulpit. Thank you, Jesus. Who's right? Who's wrong? Who's going to hell?
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Peter 1:20 said, knowing this, first, that no prophet of the scripture is of any private interpretation. Ain't nothing hard about this woman.
No, sure ain't.
Thank you, Jesus.
No, you
ain't nothing hard.
Nothing
you got to live right. You got to live right.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. The Bible is right, and the Bible ain't going to change. Thank you, Jesus. For that, for 2 Peter 1:21 said, for the prophet came not in old time by the will of man, had, but the prophet had it. God Almighty, help me, Lord. But the prophet came not in old time, but by the will of man, but the holy men after the spirit of the word. The prophet didn't come by the men itself, but by the Holy Ghost that had led them to write the scriptures. How I had the Bible tell us, hey, we got to line up on the Bible.
Yes,
we got to line up on line up. Uh-huh. Who's right?
Preach
thank you, Jesus. Who's wrong? Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
oh, thank you, Jesus. Say, 1 John 2:15 said, love not the world, neither the thing that in the world. Any man.
Love the world.
Any woman.
Love the Father.
Love the world. The love of the Father. I can tell the way you walk. You don't love the Lord.
Amen.
I can tell you, while you put that stuff on them Facebook, how would you dressed up self with your tight clothes on, with your split horn there, thank you, Jesus,
thank
with
you,
your high heel shoes on, with your toenails out.
Come
as you say, save for what? You need Jesus. To turn around and be saved. Hallelujah. God called him for holiness. He said, come out from among them
and
be separated. Who's right? The Bible's right.
You,
who's wrong? You wrong if you're not led by the Bible, and who's going to hell?
Jesus.
If you're a sinner, you're going to hell.
Amen.
Oh, unrighteousness is going to hell.
Thank you,
Jesus. He said, I come to save sinners from their sin. And why he died? He died for us.
Hallelujah.
He died for me. He died for you. Thank you, Jesus. Who's right?
Who's right?
Who's wrong?
Who's going to hell?
Hey, that's why we got a line up with Acts 2:38, which said, repent, every one of you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. For remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Well, the preacher done told him that you ain't got to speak in tongues to have the Holy Ghost. He's a lie from the pit of hell. He going to hell, and you going to hell too. For the Bible said, if the blind lead the blind, they all going to the ditch. The ditch is hell. Who's right? The Bible is right. The Holy Bible.
Yes,
I'm so glad. I'm so glad I got it. And I got it like the Bible says. I'm so glad that I was baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm so glad that I was filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking with tongue. I'm so glad.
Yes.
I can walk up and live a perfect and upright life. And the preachers, the lying demons, the lying hypocrites, talking about, hallelujah. You can't live perfect.
Yes,
you can't live perfect. Oh, you better live perfect if you want to go to heaven. Hallelujah. Who's right?
Who's
wrong?
Who's going to hell?
Who's going to hell? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
You've been listening to God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson, Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson, Trailblazers for Jesus. You can correspond with them at P.O. Box 8321, Alexandria, Louisiana 71301. Or phone them at 919-394-8262. Be sure to join us next time for God's Spoken Word. Crime Stoppers pays up to $2,500 for information leading to an arrest. Crime Stoppers pays, and you never give your name, and you never appear in court. No one knows but you and Crime Stoppers. Crime Stoppers reports the crime to the police, so you're never involved. Your life, your family, your home, your neighborhood, they're too precious to just give it to criminals. Get paid up to $2,500. 443-7867. 443-STOP. Don't ignore crime in your neighborhood. If you see something, know something, then say something. Crime Stoppers. 443-7867. 443-STOP. KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
praising him.
So many times we feel lost.